Oh, Krishna, a Priya story. Walking around the lake, late May, beautiful evening, and thoughts what we have been given is this matchless gift of reality and beautiful, happy, loving. Blissful, as we say, reality. Now, I guess it takes some time before we modern humans will realize the magnitude of the value of these teachings that were written down, often on palm leaves, with a straw pen. As poems, stories, and philosophical stanzas and slokas, by enlightened, wise, learned people, the most enlightened and wise and learned that you've ever found on this planet, probably. But humble, just writing it down for the future generations, for their benefit. Just sharing something beautiful they have found, and they have inherited from their teachers. That's the most valuable treasure, I would say, we find on this planet today. And we can use it. That's why we should wake up a bit to get our lives here on this planet together. Save ourselves and the planet. At least our human civilization. And you know, those who wrote those books did not do that to make money or to be famous or to become big. Religious, spiritual leaders. Well, more often than not, they shunned that social life, that mundane world out there. So when will humans turn to that knowledge? It's for free. And now it's online for free. You don't need to go to Himalayas or India or Tibet to find the mystical scriptures. It's all there online. So yeah. And this beauty, that to me is a little glimpse of heaven, Vrindavan even, is a reflection of reality, gives us a little glimpse, a little taste. Even within this temporary, dreamy world where we are now.